Lecture 32, Crusader Cyprus and the Levant.
In this lecture, I want to deal with really two issues. One is the situation in Outremer and Cyprus, which now is the island of Cyprus is now part of Outremer once it was purchased by Guy of Lusignan in 1192. What happened to the ports that had been recovered by Richard I under that treaty in 1192 as a result of the Third Crusade? And how did they fare in the early 13th century with the diversion of the Fourth Crusade to Constantinople and the subsequent developments in the 13th century? The second part of this lecture is also going to deal with, to some extent, how the Fourth Crusade and the Third Crusade led to a redefinition of crusading, and this had an immediate impact on Outremer and on the types of crusades being preached in the 13th century. We will deal with those crusaders who do come east to defend the cities of Outremer to an attempt, a recapture of Jerusalem. But as we shall see, the Fourth Crusade opened up a whole new option of preaching crusades in different directions and theaters that had nothing to do with Jerusalem. And that is a significant shift in and of itself. It had an immediate impact on Outremer because it would mean that men and resources would be mobilized in other directions. And increasingly, the symbolism, the appeals of crusading warfare would be detached from its initial objective, which was to retake the Holy City. And that has profound consequences on what happened in Outremer during the 13th century and is one of the major reasons for the demise of crusading warfare, as defined earlier in this series as the effort to retake Jerusalem and a movement away from the Crusades as a real endeavor. And that's going to be finished by the end of the 13th century. There will be no further Crusades as I would define them. There are some Crusades preached against the Turks, but they really don't fall in the same category. So let's look at Outremer to start. And as I mentioned earlier, that Richard I really left the succession situation in Outremer in a mess. He had achieved a great military victory, capturing of Acre, the rebuilding of Jaffa, the Battle of Arsuf, much to his reputation. He had succeeded in retaking the ports and enabling the Italian merchant princes as well as the nobility of Outremer to reconstitute themselves as a commercial elite. And for the 13th century, it must always remember that the Crusader cities of the port on the Levantine shores did extremely well and were the conduits of a very active trade that linked the Near East to the Western European markets. It's part of that great commercial transformation I discussed in an earlier lecture. On the other hand, politically, it just saddled the Crusaders with repeated crises, succession difficulties, and also raised hopes that somehow that a new king from the West would come from beyond the waters who would rescue the situation, restore Jerusalem, and get the kingdom back to where it was in that what is becoming increasingly, really, in the eyes of Western Europeans, almost legendary moment sometime early in the 12th century when the Jerusalem was the holy city. A Christian king ruled in Jerusalem, and there was the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Christian hands. Well, first, let's look a bit at the complicated succession crisis. I mentioned that the result of the settlement was essentially to split the Crusader nobility and the monarchy between two courts. One was at Nicosia and its associated castle towns on the island of Cyprus. That's where the descendants of Guy's brother, Amalric I of Cyprus, Amalric II of Jerusalem reigned. And briefly, he reigned also as king of Jerusalem when he married Isabella, the last descendant of the old kings of Jerusalem, the daughter, also the descendant of the Achaemenid emperors of Constantinople, when they married in 1197, and they both died in 1205. And for a brief moment, Cyprus and Acre, the Levantine districts, were under the same crown. In Cyprus, the nobility found lucrative estates and plantations. They developed money fiefs. They really ended up exploiting Cyprus as successfully as they did Outremer in the 12th century and as their kinsmen did in Greece in the 13th century.